All right, demo time. I haven't done one of these in a while.
Recording lock.
So I'm
Send
just
button.
going to quickly show how I use tone gate on the master to figure out having enough headroom that I can introduce other elements into the mix and know that I'm not going to be clipping at any point or sort of backing myself into a corner where I've got to go back and turn everything down. So I've got a drum mix. Haven't been paying any attention to levels so far, really, other than knowing that I'm working fairly quietly, just because that's what I always do. And I'm pretty happy with the kit sound. Might need to lean into a bit more parallel compression at some point. We'll see when the bass and guitars and stuff get involved. But as it stands, it's a decent standalone kit sound. So I'm going to go to my drum bus, which is at the top of the track list. I'm going to go up one to the master, hit F to instantiate an effect, search for tone gate. And I'm going to put JS Tone Gate on the master. And this comes up with some settings that I've already configured, and I can't remember what I left the threshold set to. So out of the effects window, into the Osara parameters dialog, and let's have a look at the threshold. Minus 10, there's a lot of guitar layering on this song, and I think I might need extra parallel compression. So I'm actually going to go down to minus 15. Okay, so now I'm going to solo the drum bus and I'm going to play the loudest part of the song and just adjust the level of the drum bus track until the kicks and snares, like the loudest thing of the kit, start triggering the tone from Tone Gate. And when that happens, you'll hear like a boink kind of sound, a bit like Mario jumping. Which is ridiculous, but that's what I have it set to because it stands out from the audio. So if we play this now, he's really laying into it and nothing is triggering the tone gate. So I know that that level needs to come up. So here we go. That's getting the occasional snare. That's all the snares. Kicks as well. Okay, so that's most of the kicks and all of the snares. That tells me that the hardest hits of the kit are sitting probably just above minus 15 because it's got to exceed the threshold to trigger the tone, right? But we're in a fairly good spot now, I would say. Going to jump to somewhere else in the song that's loudish, but not quite as heavy. I'd expect just most of the snares to be hitting it at this point. And a few toms. Okay, well, that might turn out to be a problem, but it might not. I find that to be, I don't know, a little bit more intuitive or a little bit more kind of audio based than using Peak Watcher. Probably not a workflow that will work for everyone, but it works for me.
Send button.
Hope it helps, man.